Welcome to the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium podcast, a podcast about this nursing life. I'm Nicole Nash-Arnold from Nurse Manager HQ.
And I'm Sue Walker from the Nursing CPD Institute. And together each week, we seek out interesting people to discover what a red-hot nursing life looks like.
Hello. Today I welcome to this Nursing Life microphone Jason Dawson from Education at Sea. Welcome to the microphone, Jason.
Thanks, Sue.
Now, Jason and I are sitting in a beautiful, beautiful setting. You might be able to hear the pool behind us. We're in Siem Reap, Cambodia, on a primary healthcare conference that Jason organised. Jason, tell me a little bit more about CPD travel.
Well, so CPD travel, it's a wonderful way to combine education with travel. It's an opportunity to get your CPD points, which of course we need as nurses, and something that we pride ourselves on as a profession of keeping upskilled. And provide that, but instead of the traditional way of getting it in a classroom environment or a hospital environment, we combine it with travel and opportunity to see some amazing places.
So when did you first come up with this concept, Jace?
It was back in 2012. I started I'm a registered nurse in my background, and I started nursing in 2008. And I was actually on a holiday on a cruise ship, and I stumbled across a conference room. I thought, what an unusual thing to have on a cruise ship. And then I thought, hang on a moment. Now knowing about having started my nursing career and knowing about the CPD requirements, and I'd seen conferences advertised in some different venues, and I thought that here's an idea. Yeah, maybe we could try to put a nursing conference or seminar on a cruise ship.
Well, weren't you a clever thing to have worked that out? So where was your first conference?
Well, that was that cruise I was on was in early 2012, and I came back after that and started to put a bit of a plan together and organised four conferences on four topics. The first three, unfortunately, only got nobody. But I persevered. I was confident with the model. I was confident with the idea. I thought this has to get the word out to nurses that this is an opportunity to not only get your points, but also to meet other nurses. The networking opportunities on a CPD travel, when you're 8 days, 9 days on a cruise ship, your networking opportunities, I think, are unbeatable compared to what you can do on a normal one-day course where you may meet a few people over lunch or morning tea. To get to know people over 8-9 nights on a cruise ship or a different venue or hotel is fantastic.
And that's one of the fabulous things, isn't it? Like, we have people that have come back year after year that are now friends. And that we all meet together, we learn together, we party together. It's such a fun thing.
Absolutely. And it's, as you said earlier, Sue, here in Siem Reap, we have 60 nurses here with us. And just over half of them have been on previous events with us. And some even on over 10 previous events with us.
That's
fabulous.
Isn't it? That's
fabulous.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And something we're certainly proud of, our return rate and what we provide. Proud of the education we provide and also proud of the people, happy that people like the concept.
Yep, I agree. So how did you grow that concept, Jason?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the first three events unfortunately didn't get off the ground. But with the perseverance, it gave us time to make connections and meet people like yourself, Sue, from the Nurses for Nurses Network. And we were able to partner and collaborate and build on some ideas. And we were able to get other events going. And of course, in time, met other people and other organisations that we partnered with. And that you need to make in business to make those connections and partnerships. And yeah, after that, we, you know, went from our first event to having 20 people to our third event having 120 nurses. And
so how many events, how many CPD travel experience do you offer a year?
Approximately around 10 a year. When we first started, we focused very much on South Pacific cruises, which is very much an Australian market. Though more recently, over the last few years, we've added a lot of, I guess you'd say, more exotic experiences.
Exotic.
So, example of where we are now in Cambodia, but then we're also, so this year, we're in Alaska. Last year we were in Europe in an amazing event out of Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. We've been in the Caribbean, Papua New Guinea, Asia on a cruise out of Singapore, and certainly in the future after the success of this Cambodia event and the feedback we're already getting is that we'll probably start doing a little bit more land-based events like this, so that there are people get an opportunity to really get a feel and see for the country that we're visiting.
Because I know you've got Vietnam and Hawaii in the pipeline too.
Absolutely. Vietnam's more than in the pipeline. Vietnam's confirmed for early 2021, which will be a fabulous 10-day conference. Seeing us, we'll start in Ho Chi Minh and visit Da Nang and Hoi An and end up in Hanoi and Ha Long Bay.
And that's a women's health conference, isn't
women's
it?
Women's health is the focus, is the topic of that one, yeah.
And that's the other thing I love, the fact that there is nothing in our tax rules that say that the conference has to be held on Australian soil. So that's the opportunity to combine a fabulous conference experience with a great travel destination.
Absolutely. And that's something that I haven't really talked about it yet, but the tax deduction is, as we know as nurses, in my experience nursing, I don't think enough nurses take advantage of these benefits that are made to us.
Do you think they know?
I think there's a large portion that don't realise. I think it's something that other professions have been doing for a lot longer than nurses.
Would you be thinking doctors there, Jason?
Possibly. Ski trips to Aspen come to mind.
True.
But no, I think it's something that, I would like more and more nurses to find out about and consider as an option. It's, as we know, CPD, it's not only compulsory, it's something we pride ourselves on doing. And to be able to do it in these locations with colleagues and to meet new people, really, the feedback we get from nurses who just feel rejuvenated from the new energy that they go back after combined holiday education, as I keep saying before, the networking opportunities are just simply unbeatable. And you said before, Sue, people who have just come time and time again, catching up with old friends, people that they know from other events. It's wonderful to see.
True. And the other good thing from my point of view is the wonderful relationship that nurses make is, you don't know each other, but once I know you're a nurse, within 4 minutes, we've got a shared history, a shared culture, a shared cultural mores. So it's very easy to come on your own, walk into a room of nurses, be embraced by the professions and your peers, and by the end of the trip, you've got, 40 other new friends.
Absolutely. And I think you left out shared humour and a shared cocktail. The other thing I probably would like to say too is something that we're very proud of. A lot of the places we do go to a lot of developing countries, and when the opportunity arises that we do like to learn about the local healthcare system, learn about what nursing is like in other countries. And we've been fortunate enough to visit hospitals and health facilities in places like Papua New Guinea, Vietnam, Mexico, Vanuatu, Numia. And whilst it's great for us to see, we're also able to provide some support to them and ongoing support. And some of our delegates who come without even realising over time will also develop their own relations independently from us and will continue to support these countries in their own way, which is fabulous to see. And that's something we're really proud of.
And that So the opportunity to have our eyes opened as to how our colleagues overseas actually experience our profession. Yes, yes, that's exactly right. It's been an amazing experience, I suppose. So, Jason, what is it that you wish all nurses knew so that they can live their best nursing life?
I think what you were saying before, Sue, that I would just like all nurses to know that there's opportunities to get your CPD points, to meet your requirements for APRA in really interesting ways. Really amazing ways to see the world and to travel with colleagues. We should be so proud of our profession, and we can have these opportunities. And I'd just like all nurses to know that they exist. We don't have to be, you know, scrapping to get our CPD points in a classroom at the back of the hospital. We can be sitting around the pool in Siem Reap like we are now.
Having a fabulous experience.
Absolutely.
So don't limit yourself.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So the take-home message is, do not limit yourself. You could be around the pool in Siem Reap.
Couldn't say it better.
Excellent. Jason, it's been a fabulous opportunity to talk to you, and thank you for being with us today at the Nursing Emporium, This Nursing Life.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
So, Dick, what did you think of Jason's CPD concept? Don't you love the ingenuity of it? And the fact that he saw an opportunity and just went for it. He didn't think about all the things that could go wrong. He just thought, I'm going to give it a go.
I love that. I wish more nurses would do it, because we have such amazing potential and we are excellent at executing on projects, but often quite self-limited in the, isn't there someone already doing that? And then how do you get the cash flow? And what about the risks? And I love that he just went, no, let's just see how it goes. And it sounds like the first three, not so popular. Had the tenacity just to go, no, the model is right. You build it and they will come. And he just kept going. Very inspirational.
It is with any business. As we speak to people, as we speak to nurses who are doing things for themselves, I think there's an Aretha Franklin song, something about that. But yeah. As we speak to them, it's about the tenacity, to back yourself and keep going when everyone else is looking at you sideways and wanting to say, stop that, you silly person.
I know, and I think there's so many reasons why you should stop or find it hard. But if there's one thing that nurses are, it's tenacious. I mean, the adversity that we face, just by nature of the fact that there's moral adversity and there's tragedy in what we do and what we see in our work, it takes tenacity to push through that. The old, I work 12 hours and worried about my patient hasn't peed in 8 and I haven't peed in 12. We are tenacious.
Yep.
And so this is just an extension of that. And he demonstrated that by going, no, the model is right. I've got to keep going. I've got to get more people to know about it. And he is doing something that is successful, which is wonderful for Jason, but he's also doing something wonderful for the nursing community.
Exactly right. Combining a travel opportunity with continuing professional development, with the ability to network with your peers. Like, what a fabulous, no one says that it has to be held in a boring boardroom at the back of some rank hospital, you know, in a major city in Australia. Like, most people still have to travel to the conferences, so you may as well travel in style.
You may as well. I think his words were, you get to see the world, and there are more interesting ways to meet your CPD obligations than in the tea room while the buzz is going off, while you've got Catholic guilt about how you should be doing those IV antibiotics. You can't learn in those circumstances. That's not what lifelong learning often looks like, while you've got your head in 5 places and trying really hard to concentrate on this in-service. So this offers a way for you to check out of all of the noise, both psychological and physical, in your workplaces and meet your CPD obligations.
And do it with like-minded people who have a similar interest to you. And that's where a lot of the learning takes place as well. Like if I'm meeting Mary from Darwin and Philip from Western Australia and Phoebe from South Australia, and we're all doing the same thing, but how wonderful it is to be able to compare how they do it to the way we do it, because you get so many ideas with that level of networking.
And I think that's an amazing thing that he said, that, you know, that networking is an incredible opportunity. And I know from when I've been exposed to really vastly different nursing backgrounds, it never ceases to be fascinating. Like, how did you get in that area, and what is that like, and what do you do, and, you know, what are the hours like, and what are the challenges? And it just, it never ceases to be interesting.
No, a nurse always loves to hear about another nurse, and a nurse always loves to have a look at someone else's hospital.
Yeah, pop the lid and have a look about that's what's going it. On underneath someone else's specialty, because I know mine and I want to know about what other pathways are out there, and not necessarily because I want to take them, just because it's kind of fascinating about the unbelievable diverse ways that you can deliver patient care, client care, resident care, whoever it is that you are, you know, face-to-face with at the time.
Yep.
And so that's what he said. I think, you know, people get off the ship rejuvenated and reinvigorated about their world.
That's right. You get stuck in a rut. And once you're in the rut, it's very hard to get it out of it, because that's when maybe boredom sets in or burnout sets in, and then you start to get the, oh, do I really want to go today? I'm just going to listen to the same stuff, blah, 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 blah. Whereas if you find out new things and new ways of doing things, or just a little tweak that someone's going to say, one little thing that will just make it so much different for you.
Yeah. And while nurses are incredibly diverse, we share some very significant similarities. Our black humour is one of them.
Yep.
And so that makes it easy, if you happen to be on your own, to get into something that Jason is offering. Seeing the world on your own, no matter which way you look at it, can be challenging. Not that you can't overcome it, but it has its challenges. Whereas this is a way for you to see the world and meet some people that you know you're going to be able to, at least some of the time, just zen with them for a while.
Exactly right. And that's one thing that, as a tribe, nurses do really well, because, you know, you can be sent to a unit within the hospital that you've never worked in and you'll be embraced. And there'll still be the chat and there'll still be the discussion and we're still going to tea and we just know how to get on with each other.
Well, it's a hard world, nursing, if you can't communicate. So most of us are pretty good communicators. But ultimately, we all know how to sit down and talk to people, because that's what the core skill. And being able to get on a ship and see the world and learn something new, be rejuvenated and maybe meet some new lifelong friends, that kind of opportunity doesn't come up in your life, personally or professionally, which is something else that he's doing that is very special and inspirational.
Yeah, no, I think it was a fabulous idea to start with, and now he's broadened it to be offering a number of various topics throughout the year, and I think it's very clever. And other healthcare professionals have been doing similar things and having the similar benefits for such a long time. It just took one nurse to work out, why aren't nurses doing this?
Yeah.
And then it's flourished from there. So, no, very clever, very clever person.
I've listened to the doctors do that exact thing for decades. Oh, we're going to conference, it's in Hawaii, you know, we're going to a conference, it's, you know, wherever. And then nurses go, oh, can you really do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you
can. Yeah, you really can.
That's it.
You really, really can.
That's it. You really, really can. And we may have been slow to the door, but I think now the door's open, we all need to be rushing through, because why would you not take advantage of that?
Yeah. And I loved what he was also saying about bringing new perspectives to developing countries,
yeah.
opening that door. There is no doubt in our health system in this country that we have some wicked problems with ageing population, chronic disease, workforce depleting that's imminently about to retire, given that the average age of a nurse, I think, is 49. So in a decade, that's going to get a bit sporty. So, you know, there's definitely massive problems in this country. But I love that Jason is off in developing countries bringing a bevy of nurses, throwing open those doors to another health system so that we can see the good, the bad and the ugly of another and get a bit of perspective around that, about how they do it better or how they don't. You know, either way, that's an amazing opportunity to see some new, amazing perspectives on healthcare delivery.
And how our colleagues in those situations try to meet the basic science that sits behind the work we do with exceptionally limited resources and still do it with a smile on their face and still have a good health outcome in their perception to meet their client needs. It's a quite a humbling experience. Like, it's a humbling experience, I think, to be able to be exposed to that and to see how proud they are of what they can do and how professionally astute they are in realising that they may not have everything, but what they've got, they use 127% to be able to meet their clients' needs.
Yeah. And I think that's where it's, you know, you see the world, you've got an interesting way to meet your CPD obligations. And yes, there's a component of it that's like any conference and it meets the standards of any conference that you would go to in the Sydney CBD. But this is an opportunity when he was talking about throw the doors open to a developing nation and see how they deliver healthcare. Once you walk out from that session, that's the kind of thing that you come back and as a group you're sitting on the ship and yes, you're sitting in the bar of a ship and yes, you've got many a margarita in your hand, but what people are talking about is how do they manage with the resources that they've got and did you see this and I was talking to this nurse and there's another 2 hours of discussion.
That's it.
That is very productive and enlightening and that's what networking is, but that's actually what professional growth is as well.
No, exactly right. And to be able to then take that experience back to the workplace.
Yeah.
And to be able to identify to your colleagues, you know, one, how fortunate we are, and two, that, you know, do we really need to use the dressing that costs, you know, $5,092 when realistically other people are doing it well with gourds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So,
and that stewardship is something that we're very motivated. There's something intrinsic in us that wants to engage with that stewardship because it's just such an obvious principle to do that. And we're very, very good at it. And to bring that back and do that in this country so that we can do more with less is pretty important principle as we move forward.
Yep. Now, a very clever, clever nurse who's created an opportunity for his peers. So I think that's brilliant.
While you have fun.
And who does not want that? There needs to be
joy. I don't know. No one wants to do that.
Yeah. There needs to be joy. And what a joyful way to get your CPD.
Correct. I love it.
Very clever. All right, Nick, on that happy note, we're going to go and plan.
Exactly. It's exactly what we're going to do.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Nursing and Midwifery Emporium. Make sure you visit us at the website www.nmemporium.com to subscribe to the podcast.
And if you'd like to put someone forward for us to interview, go to the same website and just click on the button.
See you guys.
Take care. Bye.